Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we try to help a special young lady, Gracie,
who needs a seizure alert service dog, I found out about this special fundraiser through a follower had tagged me on a post, and right now I have on the line with me Leah Gann. She is the mother of Gracie. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Leah.
Thank you so much. Thank you for reaching out to me.
Yes, glad to have you. This is what the Mark White Show is about, to try to help efforts like yours to bring awareness, to bring attention, so that our followers, listeners, and beyond can know how they can help your family. This is very important to me that we try to help Gracie at this time.
Well, I really appreciate you. She's a special little girl, and she's had a lot of challenges in her life, and this most recent one has kind of stumped us, so I appreciate you helping.
So you adopted Gracie when she was 2 months old?
We did. It's a very interesting story, but basically because I'm a medical provider, we found out that she had some medical needs, and it started off with us just trying to help her with her medical needs, and it resulted in us adopting her. And in doing so, for the past 2.5 years, we've been in therapies and finding out different things about some of the genetic conditions she has, and trying to get her to the highest functioning of her abilities and capabilities. And she's done amazing. You know, she went from not being able to swallow to now she can eat, not as a normal, typical, you know, 2.5-year-old would, but she can. And she recently started walking right after her second birthday. And she's in therapy at home and outpatient as well. So we've done all these things, and she's made it a long way, and we're really happy to have the support of programs like early intervention. And she got therapy through a local organization called the Willow Project. And so we're kind of learning as we go, navigating this developmentally different daughter.
Even with a medical background, I hear you saying that there's a learning curve for you with Gracie and her condition.
Oh, absolutely. It's a very rare condition where she has a micro deletion of part of one of her chromosomes. So there's just not a lot of knowledge about it. We do see genetic doctors at Children's and UAB, and she has a heart doctor. She has a ARO-GI, which is respiratory and GI doctor. So even with all of our heads together, we're still learning. And then also just from the caregiver side of coordinating the therapy and all the things for her, it's totally different being the provider versus being the mama.
Can you tell me the difference in the complex seizures and others when you say that just after her second birthday she had her first complex seizure?
So the difference between a complex seizure and a general seizure is they often last longer than 30 minutes. They have airway compromise or completely arrest, which is coding, like Gracie did this last seizure. And her seizures are actually, she hasn't been diagnosed with epilepsy. So she contracted a common cold the first time right after her second birthday, called enterorhinovirus. And we discovered it after her seizure because she had zero symptoms. She was not sick. She did not cough. She did not have a fever. And we woke up to hearing her, like a scratching noise in her crib, and it was her seizing. And as a medical provider, the first thing I thought was febrile seizure because she did not have epilepsy, and we were told she did not have a risk for epilepsy. And so I checked her temperature, and at that time she did not have a fever, and I was timing it and fully expecting it to quit within the 5 minutes or less and then seek medical attention, but it didn't quit. So we called 911. And we lived kind of far out, so we actually went to meet the ambulance when she was struggling to breathe because we didn't think they would make it in time. And I was able to do what's called a sternal rub and just stimulate her breath that time, and never had to do CPR. But we met the ambulance. They gave her as-needed medication. She still was unconscious for what turned out to be almost 14 hours. But we took her to a local hospital who airlifted her to Children's that time. And it took weeks to get back to her baseline, but it was after that she started walking. And most recently, very similar story, except this time it was parainfluenza, which is another common cold that if you, me, or one of my other children get, they'll cough and sneeze and maybe have a fever, but be totally fine. But again, no fever. no warning. She's laying down for a nap and she started to seize. But this time I thought it would be different because we had a medication called Diastat to stop her seizure. And so when it lasted longer than the prescribed time, I gave her that. We called 911, but it didn't stop. And so again, we got in the car to meet EMS and she arrested. And so I had to perform. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, Leah.
CPR. And so that's the difference between a complex seizure. But she again went to Children's and again recovered and is getting her strength back now.
Wow. I'm glad that you had the ability to do CPR on Gracie and to be able to revive her. That's a hard experience for you to have to live through and now to talk about. And I'm sorry that you had to go through that, but I'm thankful that you were able to revive her and get her back on track. And our concerns right now are the fact that medicines are not enough and
right. She
needs something more. And you've done your research. You've tried to figure out other ways to be able to monitor Gracie. And it looks like you're down to a seizure alert dog as the possibility to be able to help Gracie with these seizures.
I have. And honestly, I'm not even positive that will work,
right. But
that's what, and so a couple of handlers have reached out to me, or trainers have reached out, and a lot of the nonprofits won't give you a dog until they're 13 or 14 years old. And I'm like, my problem is I want her to live that long. And so they've cautioned me about finding a reputable person to provide an animal because they said, really, she does need to be older, but I don't know what else to do. And so that's why I started this.
I can tell this is an awfully hard situation for you to be in right now. And that's why we're here today, is to try to bring awareness to your effort, as I said earlier. And you found a trainer who could provide a dog in as little as 6 months, since the dog has been in training already. But the money that it takes to have that dog is the hurdle right now.
It is. And I also just invest the person and make sure that they are a reputable one, because that's another warning that I've had, is that make sure that it's a reputable person, not someone trying to scam you because you are desperate. And so doing both of those things, and I actually have been, someone just recommended Canine Companions, because sometimes they allow younger dogs. I mean, younger children have dogs, but they think the age is 5 on that, but I'm still researching that too. So I'm not opposed to any advice or help. Apnea monitors, she doesn't qualify because she's too old, and it's basically leads just like you would have an EKG. And so a baby rolling around, they're going to come off constantly. And then they also said that the parameters that they would have to set, they couldn't necessarily guarantee that they would predict it. They would just kind of tell me after she stopped breathing for a prolonged time. So I'm open to any and all suggestions.
And you also have it arranged where if someone donates, it can be a tax deduction through Ridgeline Fellowship if they add the note for Gracie and make sure that it's noted so that they can receive that tax deduction for the donation.
Absolutely. Because I knew that some people would want to have that ability. So I reached out to my church and they said, absolutely, whatever she needs. They've been great. They helped us take care of our older children when this happened, because, it was just Wednesday afternoon, and so somebody had to help with our children getting home from school, where my husband and I could be there with Gracie. So
it's interesting. In the next segment, I'm going to have Kane Watkins with me from Lawrence County, Tennessee EMS. They have been training young people in Loretta High School and expanding that to Lawrence County schools with emergency medical response program. And I just think it's a great effort that they're involved in to teach these young people how to handle these types of situations. Just like you being able to provide CPR to Gracie, they are learning how to provide emergency medical response in some really serious situations. And I think it really ties into this show to bring awareness to that effort as well.
That's an excellent idea. My friend, long-term friend and medical assistant, Megan, actually, the day it happened, she's like, Leah, if it had been anybody else, she wouldn't be here. She said people they underestimate the skill set of CPR, and especially on children because no one wants to imagine that happening to their family. And I said, absolutely. She said, we need to find a way to get the awareness out. I was like, maybe that's something we can do through the clinic. And so, you know, worst case scenario, we're unable to obtain a dog, or they'd say, no, never mind, she's too big or whatever. That's on the horizon for at least giving other people the ability to have the skill set to do something in that situation.
Absolutely. And we do want to direct people to this GoFundMe that you have organized, Leah. And if they go to GoFundMe.com, they can search Gracie's Seizure Alert Service Dog. That's Gracie's, G-R-A-C-I-E apostrophe S, Seizure Alert Service Dog. They'll find the GoFundMe there, and they can donate to this effort. And Leah, I do hope that you find a way to manage Gracie's situation with the seizures, and that everything goes well, and that she does live a healthy and happy, productive life.
Well, I really, really appreciate you, and thank you so much for letting me share my story and Gracie's story.
Absolutely. Leah Gann, folks, she's sharing about Gracie's Seizure Alert Service Dog. We appreciate her joining us on the show today. And as I just said, we'll have Lawrence County EMS. Kane Watkins will be with us as he shares about their emergency medical responder training that they've offered Loretta High School students and beyond. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
to the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. We have with us right now Mr. Kane Watkins. He is the assistant director for Lawrence County EMS out of Tennessee. Kane served as one of the instructors for a recent program at Loretta High School, which offers emergency medical responder training. I saw the post on Lawrence County EMS page on Facebook, and I reached out to Lawrence County EMS and got Kane, and we're talking about this special opportunity for these young people to have a training as emergency medical responders. Welcome to the show, Kane Watkins.
Hey, man. Thank you so much for having me today. I appreciate it.
Glad to have you. As I told you off the air, we had a lady on the program. She just talked about her daughter, Gracie. Leah, who's a nurse by trade, she had to perform CPR recently on her daughter to save her life. And I told her, I said, this is a great segue to this segment to talk about EMR training that Lawrence County EMS is doing. So that I think it just fits together so well.
That's awesome. It's definitely important to get out in the community and make sure we can train as many people as we can to help us in those situations where people are experiencing those medical emergencies or traumatic events, and make sure that people know what to do until EMS and fire responders can get there to them.
So, Kane, let's talk about how this particular program came to be for these students to be offered emergency medical responder training.
Yeah, so Sherry Stout, which is the health science instructor at Loretta High School, she's been there for quite a while. When I was in high school there from 2006 to 2010, she was a health science instructor there. She has taught an EMS course at Loretta High School for a long time there. And after I got out of high school, went to EMT school, and ultimately went through and got my EMR instructor endorsement. We were just kind of talking, chit-chatting back and forth. And I said, you know, you have this EMS class where you kind of teach people about what EMS is. And the students really, you know, they didn't get the opportunity to actually do clinical rotations and rides on the ambulance and get to actually experience truly what EMS was. So I started talking with her about maybe transitioning back into a emergency medical responder course, and kind of what that is for those who may not be familiar. So in Tennessee, we have five levels of EMS licensure certification, and the most basic one is emergency medical responder. It's right below what everybody knows as EMT. So we kind of work together, and to be honest, another school in the county, I kind of tried to beat her to the punch, and I was working with them as well. I had a family member that had took a health science position at that school, and they were talking to us as well. And Sherry's like, hey, I've been teaching this EMS class for years. Nobody's going to beat me. So I want to do it first. So we got to kick that program off at Loretta High School. And that was the year that COVID hit. So we started up that program, had about six or seven students in that class that year. And of course, as we all know, halfway through the semester, school shuts down. And, you know, that was kind of the end of that program. Those students, you know, didn't get the opportunity to complete the program. You know, just the way distance learning is, it really wasn't feasible to do a program like this. So we were still working, trying to get a schedule figured out for Loretta High School so we could get that program back there. In the meantime, Lawrence County High School up here in Lawrenceburg, kind of our county seat, a bigger school, they said, hey, let's try our hand at this. So we've done an EMR program there at Lawrence County High School. We do one at Lawrence County High School every fall semester. And so we've done a couple of programs up there, have some great students that have come out of that program. And one thing that we've kind of focused on there, yes, we want to introduce them to EMS as a career, but we just want to introduce them to healthcare in general. You know, I know that EMS is not for everyone, and everyone is not going to choose to go into EMS. But if we can just kind of open that door to more healthcare fields and also give them the opportunity to see what EMS is, what it does for the community, and that it is a great career, and it's a great opportunity for you to make a great living and be able to give back to your community at the same time. So we were lucky enough to host that program here for a few years and finally got an opportunity to bring it back to Loretta High School this spring. And we're hoping to get on a schedule where we do every fall semester at Lawrence County High School. And then every other spring semester, we're going to do it down here at Loretto in the even year springs. And we hope to eventually make it to Summertown, our other high school here in Lawrence County, and offer that program up there on the odd year springs as well. So we hope to eventually be able to offer it at all the county high schools.
And speaking of community interest, you shared a story with me, which I turned around and shared the post about Elena Owen and what she went through at Leoma Elementary School with cardiac arrest, being unresponsive. And her mom reached out to EMS to discuss CPR training because she wanted to expand knowledge for her family and friends. And they've now been trained with life-saving CPR and also how to use an AED. Let's talk about that for just a minute.
Yeah, so that's definitely one of those calls that no EMS responder ever wants to hear. You never want to get a call where we have a child that's, you know, unresponsive in cardiac arrest. You know, we know that, you know, this child's laying in front of whoever that's on that scene. And they're unresponsive. They're not breathing. They don't have a heartbeat. And last year, that happened to Elena at Leoma Elementary School. She was on the playground playing with her friends and just suddenly collapsed. And thanks to the wonderful staff at Leoma Elementary School, they have a great response team that responded out to her, got an AED to her, and started CPR and utilized that AED. And ultimately, by the time EMS got there, she was unresponsive for a short time after EMS arrived. But by the time we got her in the ambulance, it was starting to assess her and prepare her for transport. She actually regained a heartbeat, started breathing on her own, and eventually actually woke up. She was not very happy with us at the time. Of course, she didn't realize what all was going on, but she ultimately found out that she had a really rare heart condition, and a lot of members of her family have been tested for that and found out that there are multiple members of her family that have that same condition. So, yeah, they reached out. We were glad to offer a class to that. I will tell you that is probably the most memorable CPR class I've ever taught, because I remember seeing this student laying on the playground at her elementary school and being able to see her essentially back a normal, young lady living a normal life like she, was before this happened, and to be able to bring everybody together in her family and just talk through the importance of knowing how to do CPR and how to use an AED and knowing that there are people in that family that also one day could need those life-saving skills.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I do want to get out to the listeners right now, whether they're in Lawrence County or not, is there is a contact, and you are that contact, to find out more about life-saving training, CPR, AED, stop the bleed, first aid, and other training. And what I find is so important is the fact that if someone's in a community where they maybe feel like there's not training available, it may be something that they could bring to their own community and encourage their local EMS unit to maybe start something like this. And I hope that what it does is get people to research and to find the locals in their area who may offer this training and help them advance their emergency responder skills.
That's right. So we have multiple instructors at Lawrence County EMS that are certified by the American Heart Association to teach CPR skills and not just CPR, but a vast range of skills depending on the person's skill level. So, you know, obviously we have trainings that we do with our professional, you know, healthcare providers where we teach them how to do basic life support, but even down to the point of teaching just community members, hey, if somebody collapses in front of you, you can do hands-only CPR. If there's an AED around, you can utilize that AED, and you can definitely do something that could potentially save somebody's life. And that's one thing that we are very proud of and working hard on at Lawrence County EMS, is making sure that we can get out into the community as many times as we can and teach those life-saving skills, because let's be honest, Lawrence County is a fairly rural community. We have a lot of areas that it can take a while for emergency responders to get to you. Luckily, we have an emergency medical responder program in a lot of our county fire departments that are able to respond quicker than, you know, maybe an ambulance can when ambulances are stationed in more highly populated areas. But it's very important for us to get out into the community and just talk to people about, hey, this is what you can do if somebody's in cardiac arrest. This is what you can do for somebody if they have some type of life-threatening bleeding from an injury or something. So we're very blessed to have some great instructors at Lawrence County EMS that are willing to do that. We partner oftentimes with our local air vac base here in Lawrence County that also have, you know, multiple instructors that offer that. We partner with our hospital here in Lawrence County from time to time to offer some of those trainings. And anybody that's interested in any type of life-saving training, we would be glad to talk with you about setting up a class for your church or your business or your community group. And we have multiple different options. We can come in and just do familiarization training. We do that free of charge just because we want to get the education out to you. But for those people who do need some type of industry certification, they work in daycare, they work in just various industrial places that require you to have a official CPR certification, we can offer those certification courses as well. And if you're in an area that you know, we may not be a primary provider for education to you, if we can't come up with a way to get to you to give that training, we probably have some contacts that we could get you in contact with to be able to schedule that training wherever you may be.
Kane Watkins, I believe Lawrence County EMS is setting a standard, and I appreciate that when it comes to emergency medical responder training. And I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today. I want people to have your email. That's kwatkins@lawcotn.org. They can also give a call at 931-762-3566. I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today, and I hope that someone listening is helped by this conversation that we've had today.
No problem, Mark. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and anything we can ever do to help the community, we'll be glad to help any way that we can.
Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. It may save their life. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberry. Let's go, Daddy.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.
These are my kind of people.